New York suicide. We open on a scene of drug hookers. They are hooking the drugs, and many passerby in suits who are returning from the factory to build parts are looking at them with a face of amusement. We close on a car with a man who has a gun, and he steps out and says, "I want to know what funny business is going on in this town." And one of the storekeepers, he jumps out and he's like, "Nothing's been going on. It's been so dull in here, I can hear myself blink." So he turns the gun on another man. "What do you know about the city?" And he says, it's a lazy man laying on a phone, and he has dirt on his clothes, and he has grease on his face, and his hair has been pulled off by a rabid eagle. And he just laughs, and he says, "You're new here, aren't you? You think holding around one of those things will get you respect?" And he pulls out a knife really, really super fast, and he runs the entire 12 feet between them, and he slices the gun apart. And the gun guy's like, "You're paying for that. You're 30 racks." And he says, "You need to learn what it's like to live in this place." And then there's an effect where the screen goes all white. And whenever we see the same man from a kid's child and he's living in his house with his mother and his dad. And then one day he steps outside, and a man in a suit with a truck pulls out from a car, and he's a gun, and he shoots. And the man, who is the boy? He's quite rocketeered. He thought to himself, now I have a defining character moment. He thanks himself. At least I'm grateful for that. That's the hundreds of identical generic people who are walking around all the time who look the same, even as I get closer. And then the flashback stops, and like the light goes, and then the light screen comes back, and he makes back to just looking at the guy, and he's like, I'll let you off, but boy, you better be careful around these joints." And then he goes to see one of the drugs man, and he's like, "I want a pepperoni pizza with no crust." And the drug man's like, "Yes, coming up, sir." And he gives him a fake pizza box, which actually has the drugs are these things that, like, they kind of look like wallets, but they're squishy. Like, you can hear there's, like, a liquid inside of them. And it's kind of just, like, to take the drugs and just, like, close it in your mouth and with your hands until it pops. And then, like, the drug fluid is all in your mouth, and you jump in your gums absorbing it, and the fluid in your mouth is over it, kind of like they tell you what happens if you try to, like, the alcohol flames over things. Like, if you try that, you actually just keep it from even if you kept it in your mouth around before. And yeah, that's how the drugs would work. That's how it does work, because I know that's how drugs work. So he takes the drugs and he tweaks them, and he's like, oh man, I'm feeling so good. And then a police copper comes up, and he's like, "What are you doing here, son?" And he's like, "Oh, fuck off, you pig." Gun, but the guy knocked it out of his hand. But then there's another cop, plainclothes cop, and the plainclothes cop shoots the guy. The other guy, done in by a pig, copper pig, and he falls to the floor, clutching his food, and he bleeds, and it's quite sad, and he shoots out on his body. And then one of the policemen standing over there, and then they another scene, which is where we see this man who was in the car, who had the gun, but then it got sliced, and he drives off and thinks, "Man, bad things could happen in New York. I think I could have just witnessed the New York suicide. The suicide of the entire city. Glum, terror, and it's just not a good place. It's all dark, and mysterious, and shadowy, and he's driving. It's just everywhere, it's not illuminated by the car, it's all dark and shadowy, and very angular lighting. Very dark and harsh colors." Yeah, tell the fucking visual director to do that. Like, I'm not telling it myself. Fucking freak. And then he's like, "Being in that place can make you want to commit suicide." And then he drives across where the looks like something nice wearing a disguise by the blue man, and he says, "Oh, it's too late. Looks like it's already been a New York suicide." And then he drives off into the sunset, which isn't very totally appropriate, but I can't think of any other way to end the story. It's only a soulless intro to choose from. Alright, so he drives off into the sunset, and there's some fucking pools. And I'm gonna go into a front of pool, like kind of monologue song. Bit of edge, playing over the credits. And we might end it back. If the pilot goes well, we'll get a second episode. The guy goes back to New York, and the episode is going to be about him in New York. So, Mr. Johnson Blockboil, your newest television show, New York Suicide, has been one of the most popularly streamed shows on Netflix. What do you think you attribute that to? Well, here, I maintain a strong the creative lead. Based on my time in New York, I was outside once when I was at one of the really narrow pizza restaurants in Manhattan once, and there was a guy like yelling, and I was like, I couldn't forget that. I could not forget that. Like, the whole trip, I was like, there was a guy yelling. New York is a scary place. Whatever's in it could make people yell. And I tried to, in my tears, I tried to imagine, as vividly as possible, what could make people yell. What could even incite perhaps a New York suicide? We have a fan question. Does that mean you would want... why a fan question? Does that mean you would want that man who was yelling to commit suicide? No, it's me. He was gonna pop me since, it's New York. Mental health in New York,
the boy you better